All right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com getting set for the 28th year of the Rhubarb Festival in Aledo this Friday and Saturday, June 7th and 8th. Pam Myers and Pam Rickey with us. Again, the website, rhubarbfestival.com?
It's
AledoRhubarbFest.com. AledoRhubarbFest.com, and that's where you can find basically anything you were scared to ask about Rhubarb Fest. You can ask there and get answered. All right, we're recording this on a Monday. So we're Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday away. So how's things going?
You know, it's going like clockwork. Everybody has their jobs and they do them well. So we just kind of oversee and take care of any problems that come up. But we've got a great group of volunteers that behind the scenes and in front of the scenes really make it all happen.
So what are the things then leading up to this week that are the final finishing touches in?
Just gearing up, making sure all the, you know, limbs are cut that are too low for the tents, and just finalizing details with the city on, you know, road closures. They're great to work with, the park and the courthouse lawn. It just looks beautiful downtown, and it's really fun to work with them because they do take pride in it, and they know people are coming to see it. So those final things that are coming up.
Well, and then as far as the road closures, maybe some people forget about it. Are there specific ones that you need to mention?
Saturday is the biggest one because we got the run, which will encompass outer line areas. And then around the courthouse, there's two roads that are closed. Of course, we don't close the state highway. But if you are in a hurry and do not want to partake, go around. That's just the easiest for your frustration level. And if you go through, just be patient. There's lots of kids, lots of people trying to cross sidewalks. And then from the college intersection north, there by the park, that's going to be closed both days. And then we have handicap parking, which is there, the second block of College Avenue. So that's really turned out nice for those that need that space to get easy access. So.
And it's not that difficult to walk around.
No, and there's shuttle. Yeah. We have the shuttle bus on Saturday, and then we also have the golf carts that are both days now. That is super popular, and everybody's just very, very hospitable and helpful, so we appreciate that.
All right, you want to hit on some bullet points then of what's going on this weekend?
No, sure. Well, the festival, really, what we want to emphasize for people who don't know a lot about the festival, it is a daytime festival. So 9 to 4 is basically the main events. And so starting off at 9 o'clock, the bake sales, which is like one of the centerpieces of the festival, those will kick off, and we'll have, that's in Central Park, lots of rhubarb pies for sale. Last year we had, I don't know, over 3,000 pies. So, 4,000. So we're hoping for as many or more pies this year. But for those who are new, we wanted to remind them that if you're coming for a pie, that you need to be there before noon on both days for the best selection, because we definitely always sell out a rhubarb pie. So the tasting tent kicks off at 10 o'clock. And again, for those of you who haven't been through there, it's a blue and white tent in Central Park, and it's filled with probably at least a dozen different rhubarb items that you can sample, and that is free to go through. 11 o'clock on Friday, that's Friday and Saturday, the Methodist Church, their luncheon kicks off, and they have a delicious chicken salad, right,
yep,
Pam?
Yep,
chicken salad, and then I think you also get a piece of pie,
and
rhubarb
kids,
pie?
There's a kid's choice, too.
Kid's choice, so stop by the Methodist Church, and then all sorts of food vendors, including the Relay for Life, will be grilling pork chops on Friday. The Baptist Church does something a little unique. Underneath the pavilion, they also sell rhubarb pie by the slice, and I don't think there's a lot of people selling it by the slice. So if you don't want a whole pie and you're just looking for a slice, they're going to do that, and they've also added rhubarb ice cream to their selection this year. So, Pam, you want to talk about the entertainment?
Yes. Entertainment will run from 11 to 5 on Friday. We've got Dave Ellis with Rich Wilcox from 11 to 1, and 1 to 3 is Greg and Rich, and 3 to 5 is the Generation Band. So good one. A little bit later, and hopefully people will really like that. We've got all kinds of stuff during the day, trolley rides, the normal great things, Essley Noble Museum is going to be open. They've got a new addition. Check out the library. They've got a new building. Yeah. So the trolley ride's always a big hit. So lots to do on Friday.
And then you wanted to mention Rhubarb Fest souvenir booth.
Yeah, absolutely. So Rhubarb Fest, Darlene wanted the Rhubarb Fest to be free from the beginning. And so we have all, as a committee, worked really hard to keep it that way. But it costs a lot of money to put on Rhubarb Fest. So one of the things we do to generate some income is that we have our souvenir booth. And we have T-shirts and all kinds of things in there. But the main focus this year is we always have our rhubarb jam, which is a very popular item. So we'd love people to stop by and buy a jar of rhubarb jam. But this year, the new thing is that Darlene, from her very own recipe, has created a rhubarb barbecue sauce. And it is delicious. I don't know if you've been through the tasting tent, but they put it on the meatballs in there, and it is so good. So now the committee has taken Darlene's recipe, and we've bottled it. And so that will be for sale as well. So if you want to make a contribution to the festival and end up with a great product to eat for the summertime or whatever, then stop by the souvenir booth, which is in Central Park. It's the red booth. And
west side of the park.
West side of the park, yes.
And that's open both days, Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
All right. Okay. And then the band show will have Saturday entertainment, too, in addition to Friday.
Correct. The band show will gear up at 10 a.m. live entertainment both days. 10 to 12 is the jazz band, which always is great to hear them. And the Who's Dads from noon to 2. And Ellis Kell passed away, so we always love that they still continue, and they love to come to Aledo, so we love to have them. 2:30 to 4:30 is the tail fin, so great entertainment.
And then I know the Rhubarb Fest run is always 8 a.m. On that Saturday, and that includes a YMCA Little Sprouts and 1 mile fun run. Mm-hmm. And then you have the firemen. They've been a long time staple with pancake breakfast. That's 6 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. or 6 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at the Aledo Fire Station. Yep. The big thing is then Saturday's the crafts in the courtyard thing. Now, yeah. I know the Rhubarb Fest has been 28 years. How long is the craft thing going on, you know?
200? I don't know.
We think it's around 20 years that we've been doing that. Darlene started it, and then I think Pam roped me in somewhere around year 9. I don't know. We think it's around 20 years or so that we've been doing the crafts in the courtyard, and it is sold out again this year. We just think there's such a great selection of vendors. Usually 50% of them come back and sign up right away. So we know that the vendors do well at our show, and we think that's because they're quality and people enjoy what they have. So that continues to be, a really great event at the festival.
And an income source. Mm-hmm. You know, it's huge that that area creates the money to help the festival.
Yeah. So any dynamics or anything you need to mention specifically with the vendors or... You know, it's their usual setup, basically.
It is their usual setup. A lot of them set up Friday night, which helps the Saturday morning chaos a little bit. It's a controlled chaos. Mm-hmm. But Ron Delavue and his crew of volunteers, they're amazing. No other show that I know of. They are there with gators and golf carts and trailers to help those vendors unload, which we have a unique situation where the courthouse is cradled around two state highways, so we can't park and unload on those, which I understand why. And they make it so much easier on those vendors. So we really appreciate that.
Yeah, and that craft show is Saturday only, but we do want to mention that Aledo Main Street on both days, Friday and Saturday, has their Central Park Market. And we added the junk jam this year, so we were encouraging, and I haven't talked to Dana to see how many, but we were encouraging antique vendors, flea markets, just people love that kind of product. So both
and
days.
That's okay, Friday. And that starts at what time Friday?
9 a.m.
9 a.m.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. And then we also want to encourage people to shop local. We have businesses downtown, both service, retail, and restaurants to add to the mix. And they're really excited about this weekend, and we hope that you stop in and visit with them as well.
All right, and the website again?
Is AledoRhubarbFest.com. Also visit us on Facebook.
All right.
We have a very big presence there.
All right, anything else I forgot to mention that you need to mention before you get out of here?
Well, one new item that I'll just mention that we didn't talk about was the Rhubarb Royalty Pageant, and that's going to be new Saturday on the Bandshell stage for littles that are 3 and 4 years old. You have to pre-register. I think there's a couple spots open, but, again, visit the website for all the details about that. It'll kick off at 9 o'clock.
Now, that's officially like you're called Little Miss Rhubarb,
yes.
Little Mr. Rhubarb?
Yes, okay. Yes. That's right. That's right.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for coming in. We'll see you down around downtown on around Central Park Friday and Saturday. Thanks for all
Jim.
You do. All right. Good to see you, Pam Myers and Pam Rickey. It is 28 years for the Aledo Rhubarb Festival, again, kicking off Friday morning.